From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of the first of two messages entitled, Secure in the Incomparable Love of God. The text is verses 5 through 11 of chapter 5. The beginning of verse 5 says that hope maketh not ashamed, or it does not disappoint. As Dr. Cairns has pointed out, the reason this is true is found in the second part of the verse, which says, Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. It is the gift of the Holy Spirit to those who have been justified by faith in Christ, which guarantees that believers will never suffer damnation. The expression shed abroad speaks of the Holy Spirit having been poured into our hearts, demonstrating the lavishness of God's love toward us. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit witnesses of God's incomparable love to His people not just as a vast multitude, but as individuals. God loves each of us personally. Also, we see that God's love is based in His unchanging character, so it is a firm love. As we realize these truths and appropriate them in our lives, we experience the fruit of God's love, which is the assurance that we are secure in Christ. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook.
This morning's text is found in Romans chapter 7 and verse 13. Sin, exceeding sinful. Beware of light thoughts of sin. At the time of conversion, the conscience is so tender that we are afraid of the slightest sin. Young converts have a holy timidity, a godly fear lest they should offend against God. But alas, very soon the fine bloom upon these first ripe fruits is removed by the rough handling of the surrounding world. The sensitive plant of young piety turns into a willow in afterlife, too pliant, too easily yielding. It is sadly true that even a Christian may grow by degrees so callous that the sin which once startled him does not alarm him in the least. By degrees men get familiar with sin. The ear in which the cannon has been booming will not notice slight sounds. At first a little sin startles us, but soon we say, Is it not a little one? Then there comes another, larger, and then another, until by degrees we begin to regard sin as but a little ill, and then follows an unholy presumption. We have not fallen into open sin. True, we have tripped a little, but we stood upright in the main. We may have uttered one unholy word, but as for the most of our conversation, it has been consistent. So we palliate sin. We throw a cloak over it. We call it by dainty names. Christian, beware how thou thinkest lightly of sin. Take heed lest thou fall by little and little. Sin, a little thing? Is it not a poison? Who knows its deadliness? Sin, a little thing? Do not the little foxes spoil the grapes? Doth not the tiny coral insect build a rock which wrecks a navy? Do not little strokes fell lofty oaks? Will not continual droppings wear away stones? Sin, a little thing? It girded the Redeemer's head with thorns and pierced his heart. It made him suffer anguish, bitterness, and woe. Could you weigh the least sin in the scales of eternity, you would fly from it as from a serpent, and abhor the least appearance of evil. Look upon all sin as that which crucified the Savior, and you will see it to be exceeding sinful.
Death of mercy, can there be?
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. But don't delay. The supply is limited. Call or write for your copy today.
of God must succeed because the purpose of God will stand. He has said it, Isaiah 46 and verse 10, my counsel shall stand. Now the devil doesn't like that. All the cronies of the devil in the world, they don't like that. The rulers of this earth have got together to try to overthrow the counsel of the Lord. But they can't do it. So the old tempter comes and he does the next best thing. He can't overthrow God's eternal counsel. So he tries to destroy your enjoyment in that counsel and my enjoyment in it. And so he, in some way or other, and he has a vast array of methods, he will bamboozle us. He will direct our thoughts in a foolish direction. He will overcome us with feelings of grief or sadness or disappointment or disillusionment or frustration or whatever. He'll do whatever he can to take our mind off this, that God has an eternal, immovable, absolutely certain purpose that guarantees the success of his love, that having loved us, he'll love us to the very end. Oh, I tell you, here's an argument that the Spirit witnesses for our complete assurance. And then, of course, there is the fruit of God's love. I want you to notice this. It's poured in our heart. Poured in the heart. What does that mean? It means that the Holy Ghost is not talking theory. You see, if there's one thing wrong with most of our religion nowadays, it's theory. People get great reputations because of their intellect, how they can enunciate this truth or that truth, how they can argue and how they can give you the theology and the philosophy of this, that and the other thing. Big deal. I'm saying that as somebody who spent most of his life studying theology. I love Protestant theology, Reformed theology, as long as it stays true to the Word of God. I've read theologians. Well, I've read parts of them. I'd be quite honest, I get so mad with them, I throw them away, and I very rarely look at them again. And at the end of the day, when you've read all they've got to say, well, I know they know Hebrew. I know they know Greek. I know they know philosophy. I know they know theology. I know they know this and they know that. But they are like blocks of ice. I could name you some of the leading theologians of the 20th century. And in all that I've ever read in them, they have not written a word that would ever warm my heart to Christ. Now, I want to tell you, that is plain downright wrong. Who was a greater theologian than Paul? And yet, the fire that burns in his writing. In the Reformation period, God gave in John Calvin, he gave the church the gift, the man, I believe, the greatest theologian since the days of the apostles. But when you read John Calvin, rather than his commentators, there is a fire, there is a passion, there is a love, there is a zeal, there is something that takes truth and applies it to the heart. And that's what Paul's talking about here. The Holy Ghost causes us not just to have a head knowledge, but to have a heart experience of God's love. And there's a world of difference. You see, this is not just some sort of logical syllogism that Paul is giving. God loves sinners, I am a sinner, therefore God loves me. Paul's not dealing in logical syllogisms. He's dealing here with the witness of the Spirit. And that's something, again, that he's going to take up in fuller detail in Romans chapter 8, and one of the most profound statements about the work of the Holy Spirit, that he witnesses with our spirit. He's introducing it here. He's saying he pours the love of God in our hearts. That's how he witnesses. When the Holy Spirit witnesses with your spirit that you're a child of God, it's not that he writes across heaven, there's your name, you're a child of God. It's not some spine-tingling, charismatic experience. It's not even just, although this is a big part of it, it is not simply directing you to a verse of Scripture. But it is taking that truth and witnessing in your heart so that he pours into your heart this wonderful reality that you experience God's love. You lie back in the everlasting arms. You can relax in the eternal purpose. You trust yourself to who God is, what he has said and what he's accomplished in the Lord Jesus Christ. He floods your soul with the evidences of God's love. The evidences of God's love. Everywhere we go, the Holy Spirit witnesses another evidence, another proof, another indication of God's love for us. Remember, this is the man who has just said, we glory in tribulations. That's afflictions. That's real pain. That's agonizing suffering. That's facing death. So he's not talking pie in the sky, sort of a soft way through life. He said, no, this is real life. I'm the man who's been shipwrecked. I'm the man who's been stoned and left for dead. I'm the man who's been cursed. I'm the man who's been betrayed by his best friends. I know what real life, with all its bumps and hurts, is all about. But instead of groaning, Lord, why me? I'm glorying even in those things. Why? Because in the midst of the worst circumstances and the greatest calamities of life, I have the evidences of the love of God in Christ for me. That's it. Now here's the message. The Holy Ghost has poured God's love in our hearts. The fact of it. The fullness and lavishness of it, the firmness and the unchangeability of it, the fruit of it in producing an experience of God in our hearts. He has poured this love in our heart, giving us thereby a wonderful ground of assurance that our hope maketh not ashamed. As a young fellow, I used to get terribly worried that I would go through life thinking I was saved and then stand before God on the judgment day to hear those dreadful words, "Depart from me, I never knew you." I want to tell you, there are people who go through life blithely saying, "Oh, I'm all right. I'm saved." And all the time they are victims of delusion, trusting in works religion. And they're going to be lost. Matthew 7 is a scary passage. I remember years ago in Sharon Drive when I was preaching through some of the parables of Christ. When I came to the parable of the tares and the wheat, one of the men of the church came to me. He said, "You know, I always dreaded that passage being preached. I trembled at that passage being preached. Being in the church, among the wheat, be ripped up at the last to be among the tares." But here's the answer to such worries. The Holy Ghost witnesses of God's love to our hearts. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He cannot lie. And so when the Holy Spirit of truth witnesses to our heart, God loves you, it's because it's true. But if this is true, I want you to understand this. This is not a general benevolence or a pity of the Creator for His creatures. This is the special, particular, saving love of God in Christ for His people, His believing people. If this is true, we cannot perish. There's no greater security than to be held in the embrace of God's everlasting love. You remember the words of Moses? The eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. What we've been talking tonight, about tonight, are the everlasting arms. Can you, as a believer, fall into hell? Only if God drops you. Only if the everlasting arm grows weak. Only if God's purpose is overthrown. Only if God's Spirit is made a liar. Only if the work of God's Son is negated. Ah, no. How do we know our hope maketh not ashamed? The love of God has been poured in our heart by the Holy Spirit, who was given unto us. And there we will leave it. We didn't get to verse 11. But we are on our way. God willing, 3 weeks from tonight, we will take it up in verse 6 and hopefully make it through verse 11. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts. I hadn't actually worked it out or intended it this way, that the message this morning would be on Luke 15, the love that the Lord Jesus has for sinners. Tonight, Romans 5, the love of God as the Holy Spirit's best argument for the security and the assurance of believers. But the Lord knows what's happening. He has worked these things out where I could not see that far enough ahead to work them out. He works them out. I can only conclude that there are souls with us today, and I'm happy to say I'm at the top of the line, not in importance, but in need. There are souls with us today, hurting souls, maybe doubting souls, maybe embittered souls, souls let down by others, souls who have begun to wonder, is there any reality left in religion? Is there nothing better than this? And God has for them a message. And I hope you've got it. Of the glory, the mystery, the majesty of the incomparable love of our great God and Savior. May He indeed, by His Spirit, seal that word to our hearts.
You've been listening listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.